Case number 11,024 Diamond State Pole Building. This was Abbott's Pond Road and Griffith Lake Drive, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Excuse me.
Not enough space between the pool and the building, huh?
No. No, not.
Well, if you remember what I asked him, I asked him about what the foundation was, and he said it was on concrete, didn't he?
Yes.
And then he said that it was the its foreman or someone like that that placed.
And he had been taken. Yeah, he had been corrected.
I'm familiar with this this outfit here, and I've never heard anything detrimental with them.
They've never came to the board.
Never came, not in my time, anyway.
They didn't have that awning on the front. They'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they would be able to be 5 feet.
And he assured us that that wouldn't happen again, that they did speak, I think, with the foreman. Did he state that this was the first time that this has happened?
I think they testified prior to construction. The company staked out the location, but then the property owner asked the crew member.
To move it?
To move it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really their.
And they didn't ask supervisor, you know.
I have no problem with it, to be honest with you.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, then chair will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 11,024. I don't believe it's somewhat unique with the placement of the pool and on the property. Without the apron of the building, it could have been 5 feet from the property line. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,024. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,024 is approved. So I believe, gentlemen, that is all of the old business and other business.
I know you showed me about the
there being no other business.
So Chairman, I will be absent from our next meeting. The 10th.
Okay.
Be an undisclosed location.
I've heard about that.
No. That's next year.
Can we get the minutes before then?
Yes. The minutes for the past meeting are almost complete with the findings. I had the Taylor one wanted to go back and listen to portions of it to make sure that the record was properly reflecting the testimony. There's so many people that are testifying. That one's will take a little while to draft, but it should be ready by the next meeting. But Everett Moore will be at the next meeting. So I just wanted to advise you all that, and I'll be back in the second meeting in September.
Okay, well, enjoy your vacation.
Okay.
Whatever you're going to do. What are you going to do? Anything planned?
Undisclosed.
Undisclosed location, Mr.
Oh. They always do that.
It's not for public record.
Oh. All right, then. There being no further business.
The first thing, I'm very suspicious.
Oh. We open for adjournment.
Salute.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned, all except Jenny. I will see her.